bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the Bottom Line at 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Once again, with Chris Snead and Jackson Frazier behind the glass taking care of us. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions. We'll be giving away tickets for tonight's matchup with Nichols sporadically throughout the show. And you know what? We'll go ahead and...
Could I just vent for a second?
Please do.
About this?
Please do.
Where do they get off telling me what to call them? Who in the heck does Nichols State think they are? If I can't tell you what conference you play in, two, I couldn't tell you what city your college is from, you don't get the right to tell me what to call you. You're Nichols State until otherwise notified. Okay? Same with TCU. You guys are Texas Christian. And who was the women's team that came here the other day?
Sam Houston State.
Sam Houston State.
But that
University. One's
confusing because it's Sam Houston State still on the university side, but the athletics team want to go by Sam Houston.
Yeah, you're Sam Houston State. Sorry. Sorry about you, as Jamie would say. You don't get to tell me what to call you. This whole thing. Houston Baptist, we're HBU. Now we're HCU because we changed from Baptist to Christian, but we still don't want anyone to know that. Southern Methodist, we're SMU. Please don't refer to us as Texas El Paso. We're UTEP. No, you're Texas El Paso.
Do you have a guess of where Nichols State is at?
Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Oh, I see. Amos Moses.
Yeah.
Was a Cajun, live by self in a swamp.
Pretty sure that they play in the South? Question mark. I mean, once again, it flies all over me when someone sits there, please refer to our sports teams as the blankety blank blankety blanks. No.
What conference did you say?
Did I say Southland?
You did. You nailed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, even still, you're what, Nichols State?
Yes. Yeah. Along with a lot of other teams you've seen.
Northwestern State. We're the University of Louisiana.
Incarnate Word.
We're not Louisiana Lafayette anymore. We're the University of Louisiana. No, you're not. You're Louisiana Lafayette. And you're lucky we don't call you Southwest Louisiana, you directional school, you. We're Louisiana Monroe. No, you're Northeast Louisiana. Okay? Sorry.
If you would like to go see the the Nichols Colonels tonight,
no,
though.
No, they're Nichols State.
Nichols
you
State.
You want to go see the Colonels of Nichols
the
State
Nichols
tonight?
The Nichols State from Thibodaux, Louisiana, from the Southland Conference. Hit us up on the Benchmark hotline. Caller number one, 806-771-0973. And we've got quite a bit to give away, so just tell Jackson how much you want.
Please refer to them as Nichols State.
Well, where are you at with the basketball team? You're in a weird part of the season, right, where you're playing like once a week until you get to conference play.
Well, we're
you're playing a whole bunch of nobodies
here. Well, yeah, I mean, we're off until what, the 17th, 16th? Do we play? No, we're off until next week.
Yeah, you play.
You get finals starting today's dead day, so you get a dead day game.
Dead day.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you're
off and
you play Nichols tonight. Nichols State.
Nichols State.
Play Eastern Washington next Tuesday.
The Eagles.
You get Jackson State in the HBCU Roundball Classic on December 17th. Then it's Houston Christian on the 21st, South Carolina State on the 27th, and then you get TCU, Texas Christian University.
Yeah.
Horned Frogs. Where are you at with this team right now? Because, I mean, again, you're not going to face any good opponents.
This team is where this team was last year at this time. Working out roles.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out combinations. I mean, you're waiting for a major piece to come back onto the roster,
Pardoz Amak.
Pardoz Amak. I keep wanting to call him Farmack.
That sounds like an insurance agency.
Yes, yes.
Call Farmack today
for all your auto and health needs. Call Farmack.
the Farmac like Captain Steenaroo, Texas Tech Minister of Culture Bowl.
Yes. Brought to you by Farmac. Yeah. Yeah, so
that's
AMAC.
Yeah, and you've got good news about him. Looks he's getting the old leg cast off. It doesn't mean he's going to be ready by tomorrow.
No,
it seems like, which is good because you never know with big guys and anything with the leg.
Anytime
it is such a weird and awkward thing to get over and get back from.
Yeah, big guys and feet especially. With those guys, you just got to be real careful with those cats. So. I just don't panic until you get to January, because they're working stuff out. And if you're watching the first game and you're going, oh my God, this team's got so many blanks. This team's got so many holes right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. We're trying stuff out. And that's why we play these nobodies from nowhere state universities that come in here and do, it gives us a glorified scrimmage that we get to work stuff out and you get a W at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry, Nickel State. You know, the Colonels are going to come in here and you get to be the next victim as we figure out the combinations and go into the finals period. We're going to try some stuff, you know, because you see what happens in January. They tighten up that rotation to 7, 8, or 9 guys that they know that we're going to play with. And these are the guys that we're going to go with going forward. And, you know, you can start to see some of those roles. I think there's an established starting five, and I think you're starting to see guys fall into the first guy off the bench, second guy off the bench, third guy off the bench. And, you know, what's it going to be like when AMAC is in the picture? How do those rotations change? How do the combinations work? I mean, sometimes you look and see, you know, when Georgetown goes on the 18-0 run, do we call a timeout? Well, probably, yeah, if you have a couple or extra, but hey, at some point, it's a good time to see how your team's going to react. Are they going to shrivel up? Or, I mean, are they going to fight back? And they fought back. And it's good to see that fight out of these teams because, you know, when you've got young guys on the court and you don't have the opportunity to coach them up and something like that in practice, you know, you can't simulate an 18-0 run in practice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got to see how these guys are going to react to it.
And you mentioned too still trying to fit back that rotation, and if Georgetown is any indication, you're starting to see that some because you only had 6 guys with double digit minutes.
Sure.
The guy off the bench was DeMarion Williams, which I don't know if everyone had that pegged. He was certainly good at Gardner Webb, and then I mean Robert Jennings as of right now seems kind of like the first, or I guess second guy. Off the bench, as you saw in the Maui Invitational, got more minutes and was that way against Georgetown. But now when you look ahead, because there's a lot of things when AMAC does come back, right? Like you've seen just a ton. We just got to wait till AMAC comes back, which is true because he is a phenomenal player. Very excited for him to be here. But when's he going to jump back in? It's going to be during Big 12 play, right?
Yeah, it's going to jump back in a Big 12 play. And guess what? They're going to put him in and he's going to probably play a few minutes a game. You know, if you think this guy's going to jump right back in, he's going to play 20, 25 minutes a game, he's going to go 20 and 11 in the game, oh, you're crazy. I mean, you got to figure out this guy's probably not going to be a contributor, a real contributor, till mid-February. I mean, a stretch run type, you know, the second half of Big 12 play. That's when this guy's going to be a real contributor to this roster.
And so that begs the question then. So when he does get to full form, which is hopefully sooner than later, and I don't think he'll just come out and just be, oh, I forgot how to play basketball.
No.
You know, it's not like the NBA guys getting their talent stolen in Space Jam. It's not going to be him throwing a free throw over the backboard and hitting the popcorn guy. But it's going to take a little bit, right? Especially with who you're starting out with.
Yeah.
Even if he was back at the first game of Big 12 play, you're going to TCU, tough matchup, and then you get the Jayhawks coming to town, tough matchup.
And then think about this from another aspect, chemistry standpoint.
Yes.
You know, you're working out this chemistry with the guys you got right now. You have no idea what this chemistry is going to be like when you dump him into the mix because all that could change 1,000% when he jumps in and he could make somebody that you don't expect to be better, better. Or he could make somebody that's playing really well right now not as good as they were.
And then my question comes up, when he does get into full form, Because I agree. I mean, you're starting five as of right now, which is the wording you have to use, is set. When he's ready to go, because he should be your best player, who are you knocking down?
That's the other question.
Because Bacho, at the start of the season, it was going to be, okay, then you knock Bacho back down, it'll be his turn next year.
Yeah.
He's playing too good. As far as right now, he's played too well, at least not to, to keep him on the floor a ton, and I don't think his minutes would dissipate if he was the one. But, man, that's a tough call. Glad I don't have to make it.
Well, he
it's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah.
You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Stay tuned. Keep hitting us up on the H. Florence Center chat line. We'll go there next. Also, Action Jackson's play of the day. We'll keep giving out some tickets as well as the Red Raiders host Nichols tonight. The artist formerly known as Nichols State from Thibodaux, Louisiana. Keep it right here on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That music means it's time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. You've got the Bottom Line at 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. A Viking little crouton J6 Mafia edition. Also known as a Jandis and Wilmer. Wilmer? It's not a Jamer. Wilma edition. Jackson has the questions today, which means Jamie and I are your competitors. Jamie, how are you feeling about today's contest?
I feel okay.
That's a step up of what it usually is.
I struck the ball pretty well this morning, so I'm feeling good about my chances today.
How was the backhand?
Not very good.
So more of a forehand day?
Yeah, I try to avoid the backhand.
Me too. From you.
What do you call it, Clint, when you avoid the backhand and try to hit a forehand instead?
When you avoid the backhand, you try to hit a forehand. Awkward? I don't know.
No.
I think it's called a shim shimmy. Yeah.
Okay, you can
shout
call
out ODB.
You can say you hunt the forehand. Or you can say you run around your backhand to hit a forehand. You run around. It takes more footwork, but that way you're hitting your stronger shot.
Sure, you guys have said that I hunt forehands a lot.
Just so the next time you want to start yelling out tennis terms.
That's
nice running around and hitting a forehand.
Hope you got a tag for that forehand you just hunted. Make sure it's legal, buddy. Like that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a cold morning in the forehand blind. Got some jerky.
Gosh.
And there was a 10-point forehand just walked out of the meadow. Perfect shot. 85 yards. Put it on the wall. All right, Jackson, please take it away.
I'm going to start with Jamie. What is the best sandwich meat?
I will take the sliced ham, thinly sliced ham. I'm a big fan of that with some cheese. Really like it in a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's just a ham and cheese sandwich, though. It's not a grilled cheese sandwich.
But when I grill it, it's grilled cheese.
It's just a ham and cheese sandwich. It's already a sandwich.
Do I have to do the rest of the show? Am I really necessary?
Just sandwich semantics is something I'm very involved in, Jamie. I'm not saying it's not delicious.
Am I not punished enough every morning?
That's fair. I'm sorry. You have yourself a grilled cheese sandwich with ham. Not just a ham and cheese sandwich. The best sandwich meat is clearly the meatball. Oh, it's fantastic. So good. Especially on like a day like today. Where it's cold, you need something filling, something to really stick to the stomach. It's hard to beat the classic meatball sub. I like grilled cheeses on hoagie rolls with meatballs and marinara.
Pastrami was the number one for me at first, but now I think I have to go get a meatball sandwich after work today. So I gotta give Clint the point.
Some spicy peppers on there too.
I don't even consider that a sandwich.
What?
Yeah, it's like a hoagie. It's different. It's a sub. It's not a sandwich. Yeah.
Sandwich semantics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you a meatball sub fan, though?
I love it. Absolutely. Yeah, it's good fantastic stuff.
All right, Clint, we'll start with you for the second one. What is your favorite or most memorable athlete outfit that you've seen an athlete wear?
Either
anywhere.
Oh, okay. I see what you meant. not for something that I'm like, ooh, I should wear that. But anytime one Cameron Newton came in with like a zoot suit that had like some Ric Flair-esque trim, especially I'm remembering a certain one when he was with the Panthers that he came in that really stuck with me, and it was Carolina blue top to bottom, had like some big feathers coming out, had like a lady's scarf trim around his big sun hat that he was wearing, some like tinted sunglasses that didn't have a frame. I mean, I was like, I wish I had enough confidence to pull that off.
I'm going with the OG here, the originator of wearing terrible outfits because I'm a superstar athlete and I can get away with it. And that's Russell Westbrook when he was wearing those knickers that was like a pantsuit set that, I mean, they were so short it wasn't even funny. I mean, that was the worst look ever.
Yeah.
And clearly he was a star then because he got away with it. Otherwise, we'd all be laughing at him. Truth be told, we were still laughing at him then.
Was the, like, does this, if you count the first athlete, do you go all the way back to like Broadway Joe? Like, not super outlandish
jacket
now.
That was sweet, dude.
Yeah, it's like not outlandish now, but at the time that was like, oh, look, he's styling and profiling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jason Kelce at the Super Bowl parade also would have been a respectable answer. But I'm going to go with Jamie.
Kick rocks, Philly boy.
I'm going to go, you can't beat. Yeah. I feel like it was like a whole month span where, I mean, he still does it, but it was just extra crazy for like a month.
It was just like he was trying to be stupid looking, and he accomplished it.
And it was rolling more and more into the media, and we kept on talking about it, and he was like, oh, sure. you like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find these?
Like, what was Jason Kelce wearing at the Super Bowl?
I don't even know how to explain it. It was like an outfit, like a costume almost. But it was kind of like a Mardi Gras looking.
I was going to say it was Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
With like a big old hat. And
how about Lil Wayne? Oh, wait, no, he wasn't an athlete. Say Lil Wayne at the college football championship game a few years ago.
All right, Jamie, we'll go with you for the last question.
He looks like a genie.
He does.
He looks like a Mardi Gras genie. I'm looking at it again, and it is.
Oh, goodness. That's interesting.
This got brought up earlier with the other people, and I just want to see what y'all think.
Other people?
I don't even know their names. I forgot already. But how long do you think Choice would last in jail?
Choice would last.
Great question.
I think Choice would last a while. By a while, I mean like a week, because he'll eat anything. I don't think he's good looking enough to attract too many people to him.
He's not getting the handkerchief in the pocket.
So
tagged.
So I'm going to say a week.
What's funny is, like, if Choice was in the room, his argument wouldn't be, like, what are you talking about? It would be, I'm pretty enough. Yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah. What are you saying? I look good now. Mm-hmm. Not like the ugliest girl in the club. Choice would last approximately 7.5 minutes because he's walking into that prison doing the thing, all I got to do is find the biggest, baddest dude here and try to beat him up, and all of a sudden, I own this place. And he would do such thing and be like, I can break anybody's ribs. Just ask anyone around. And then he gets slaughtered, like, immediately. His time that he's going to finish with in the Sneed Choice race is the amount of time he will last in prison. Mark it down. Write it down.
I have to go with Clint. Choice gave his answer, and he said he would last one night.
One night.
He yeah, because a week was the first thing brought up, and he said he couldn't do a week, but he thinks he could do a night.
Mom, I'm not having fun at prison camp. Please come get me. Worst summer ever. How long do you think you could last in prison? I feel like you could last a long time, because I think you would keep to yourself and not stir up any trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully not long.
Like, oh, I heard that guy's name's Weasel.
Man. Jamie would just be like the old head in the corner playing Sudoku, keeping to his business.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't played Sudoku till you've played Prison Rules Sudoku. Writing down the numbers with a toothpick you fashioned into a pin.
Do I get a cell to myself? Because that kind of sounds fun.
3 square meals a day. An hour of outside time.
The only thing I wouldn't like is all that working out, you know, all the lifting. They don't have mirrors there, though, Jackson. So I'd be all right working out then. Just no mirrors, right?
Oh, man. You know, Jamie, I'm a swole miner's daughter getting here ripped in prison.
And I don't think, however, on any of the prison yards, they have tennis courts, do they? Just basketball courts? No tennis?
That's what gets Jamie in trouble. He breaks up the basketball game. He starts rolling out, setting up a tennis court. All right, guys, I signed up
My
for 15
turn.
Minutes.
My turn.
Anybody want to play tennis? I got an extra racket. We can quack it. Quack it with the racket. Anybody? We can hunt those forehands. Huh? You? No? Too bad. Lint would be the old library guy from Shawshank.
I would love it. Good gig right there. I'd get my own bird.
A falcon?
No, I think it was just a little blackbird.
Singing in the dead of night. You've got the bottom line on 100.7, the score. Jamie's question of the day when we come.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7, the score.
You got the bottom line on 100.7 the score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Frazier. We started talking about reading a comment on the Influence Center chat line that made me start to giggle. We got this from Chris. Bubba don't care what he looks like. Oh, man. Oh, that was funny. Great questions from Jackson. I was your take versus take winner. 2 wins for me today. Feeling good. Feeling good. See if I can win Jamie's question of the day here as well momentarily.
It's doubtful.
We only hand out points whenever I'm getting them on Jamie's question of the day, but good to know that it's doubtful. So maybe not. Maybe we won't. Chris says choice might last one night in jail. Randy said for athlete fits. That you like, that you possibly wanted to wear for yourself. Randy says Dennis Rodman for sure.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
He was a mess. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, the worm. Thank you for saying what we were all thinking, Clint. A grilled cheese sandwich with ham in it is a ham and cheese sandwich. We were all thinking it. Spitting truth.
I see a ham and cheese sandwich is something that's not heated up and put into a pan.
That does sound delicious, though. How many?
Can it just be a grilled ham and cheese sandwich? I don't
know. We definitely know it's not a grilled cheese, though. We can agree on that.
I definitely want to be somewhere else right now. I think we can all agree on that.
We don't want you, though, to leave. We can also all agree on that. We're all just so agreeable.
This is like about the as most fun as the conversation as is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is it?
I mean, I just want to hit myself in the head with a hammer every time I hear the conversation. Why do you ask questions that nobody, it's totally, you know, it's subjective, right? Yeah. But you act like I'm going to ask you the question and we're going to argue like there's a right and wrong answer. Mm-hmm. Why do people like have these quote unquote fun little debates?
I don't know, man. We got 3 hours to fill. That's a long time, dude.
just Just save your breath. Why do people, I mean, that question makes me just so annoyed.
Kind of like the doors or wheels question.
No, kind of like the...
What?
Not kind of like the grilled cheese sandwich with ham is a ham and cheese sandwich and not a grilled cheese with ham. What is the difference?
Difference is, like you said, the hot dog one is subjective. The ham and cheese is absolutely just a grilled ham and cheese. Like, it is what it is. Can't call a fish a bird, Jamie. I won't believe it. You and your fish birds over there. Falcon tunas.
I'm counting to 10 over here.
Do you count up or down to de-stress? What's the form there?
I had a friend who was doing that with one of his kids, and his kids started counting with him. She was pretty young, but I don't know, like 5 or 6 years old, she started counting with him. Oh, that's hilarious.
That's really funny. That's really funny. We get this from Shelly on the chat line. Hit us up there as well. Choice would last approximately 17 minutes in any kind of lockup, and that's pushing it. Naivety. There we go. Sorry.
Good word.
Had a brain fart there for a second. Would have him saying the wrong thing to the wrong person ASAP. Yes, I agree with that as well.
You guys are harsh on Choice.
Choice, I think I offended him a little bit last night, actually, during the friendship broadcast as the boys won their game in a close one with Randall. Mm-hmm. At one point, a player dunked it. It was awesome. Heated moment. Emotional moment on a run in a gritty game, pulled up on it, got a technical. And I said, well, we don't have to worry about that technical because neither of us are close to that. And I think I offended him that I told him he couldn't dunk a basketball. Kind of emotionally shut down there for a little bit.
That's hard to take.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Touchy subject. All right. You got a question of the day for us?
Yes, please.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bizarre Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, can't pick the playoff games. Can't pick the Red Raiders. Can't pick the Jayhawks game. Tell me your three matchups, bowl matchups, that you're interested to watch, to see. Clint, you go first.
Mm-hmm. You said I couldn't pick a New Year's Six bowl?
I said you couldn't pick the playoff.
Just the playoff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very interested in Kansas State, Alabama, off mm-hmm. the bat.
That's number one on my list.
I think that you've seen Alabama show up to one of these games before, right? Against the Texas A&M? Or no, Oklahoma. I'm sorry. Trevor Knight led Oklahoma, and they absolutely did not want to be there.
Yep.
And Trevor Knight looked the best he ever looked playing football.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I have no idea. Probably like a accountant somewhere. And I'm curious to see if that's the same version this year of Alabama, because I think Kansas State absolutely wants to be in that bowl game. Coming off a ton of momentum from a hard-fought victory in the Big 12 championship game. I think that's also one of the better matchups of that. Honestly, if I can't pick the Liberty Bowl, then I'm going to pick the Gasparilla Bowl with Wake Forest and Missouri and my Missouri hate to see if their ducking gets whooped on by Wake Forest. They were dangerously close when you look at the projections. It was almost East Carolina in that game, that's what they deserved. They deserved East Carolina. I get it. It's ludicrous. I understand. Don't care.
That sounds like it's up to you. It's your answer. Mm-hmm. It just didn't. That was a kind of a surprising one.
Yeah, my sports hate reached over there to go watch them. Mm. Yeah, and then I would say I would go with another New Year's Six. And honestly, Tulane versus USC edges out Penn State versus Utah. The Penn State just I don't know. They were pretty unimpressive, and I look at USC, kind of same situation. Tulane absolutely wants to be in that bowl game.
Oh, sure.
They were a good team, have been a good team all year, a surprisingly good team. And then USC that just got beat up on in the Pac-12 championship game. How much do they want to be there? That could be a quote-unquote upset special. I would say those three.
Okay, Jackson?
My top two are the Kansas State-Alabama game. That's number one.
Sugar Bowl.
And then after that, it's the same one, the Tulane-USC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see that. I had a friend that went to Tulane that I played high school football with, so they've always been a team that I've rooted for. And then,
is he still playing?
No, he actually just graduated. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, other than that, I am interested in the Utah-Penn State. I really like Utah so far this year. I really liked watching them play against USC. Can I pick Kansas, or am I not allowed to pick
Kansas? Oh, yeah, you're allowed to. Kansas. It was just
I actually am excited to watch the Kansas-Arkansas Bowl, to see Kansas back.
AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Back in a bowl game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my top three are Alabama, K-State, and the Sugar Bowl. Number two for me is the Alamo Bowl with Texas and Washington. I think it's a good matchup. Mm-hmm. Two good teams. So I'm interested in that one. I think it'll be fun to watch. And then number three, I have a top 10 matchup in the Orange Bowl with Tennessee and Clemson. Two teams that, you know, had hopes at one point of being in the playoff, and they're not in the playoff. So we'll see if they both, you know, want to be there, don't want to be there. I don't know, but it's two teams that are inside the top 10. On the outside looking in, for me, I'm interested in the Oklahoma-Florida State game because I want to see Florida State embarrass Oklahoma after the Cheez-It folks skipped over mm-hmm. us and others to pick Oklahoma. And then I would throw in there, clearly I'm pretty heavy on Big 12 teams, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl with Wisconsin and Oklahoma State. I have you just wonder if either one of those teams want to be there.
Boy, I mean, we've been talking about the portal the past couple of days. Uh-huh. We've been seeing what's going on with Oklahoma State, because it's not just names. It's numbers and big names, like leading tackler, leading rusher, leading passer. It is, boy, it is a mess over in Stillwater right now. I agree. Do they want to be there? Are they going to have enough players to play in the bowl game? Yeah, we had to. Mike Gundy had to play quarterback for us this year.
No, he was pretty good at one point.
Yeah. Do you think he still got it?
Probably not.
Probably better than what his son looked like. That was bad. Got the bottom line on 100.7 the score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 the score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Once again, time to play a little No Diggity. Got the bottom line on 100.7 the score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Frazier behind the glass doing a terrific job. Stay tuned. We'll have more tickets to give away to tonight's Red Raider matchup on the hardwood against Nichols State, as the Colonels have come to town, the Fighting Popcorns. It's that time of day where I throw out a certain situation to Jamie, Jackson, and you, our fine listening audience. And with their digitometers, they tell us just how much diggity said situation has. We didn't actually get to this yesterday, kind of led into it. We were talking about Christmas gifts, if we got our Christmas shopping done, stuff like that. Jackson, we actually asked you, and you, for some reason, just freaked out on us. It wouldn't tell us your best gift that you ever received. I will not give you a second opportunity, unless you want to.
It was probably my senior year. I got to go get tickets to the Eagles game in Philadelphia for Christmas. So it was like kind of an early Christmas present, because nice. The game was on Christmas Eve. So we went and did Christmas in Philly, and that was like a part of my Christmas gift.
What year was that?
The year they went to the Super Bowl, or they won the Super Bowl.
I took you all the way to Philly?
Yeah, I got to go all the way to Philly.
Nice.
I'm trying to do math.
They played the Raiders.
We may have been in Philly at the same time.
Oh,
maybe.
Didn't even I told know you the daughter's boyfriend is an Eagles fan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He got Eagles Cowboys tickets for Christmas. He found out early that,
sweet.
What is it, like Christmas Eve, I think?
Yeah, game's on Christmas Eve as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty good gift.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best sports gift you can get is just tickets? Because I'd take the moment over memorabilia personally. No, not everyone would take that.
If it's your only chance to ever have the moment, yes, it's probably better.
Yeah.
But like, if you were going to say to me, you can either go to a bowl game for Christmas or you can have an autographed game worn Michael Crabtree jersey and you can go to the bowl game next year, I'll be like, okay, I'll take the jersey this year. I'll go to the bowl game next year.
Man, who's laying out those tough decisions for you?
Yeah, but I mean.
No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not like you can't ever go to another game.
Right. That's probably fair.
Mm-hmm.
All depends on what kind of memorabilia.
Yeah.
Like the player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One of your sweaty used headbands from one of your ping pong matches.
Mm-hmm.
During your professional ping pong playing days. Probably wouldn't. I'd probably just.
Oh, they're going to say I'll that's one. Absolutely. I'll go to the bowl game next year.
I'll just take the game. Yeah.
That's some. You ever watched Balls of Fury before?
No.
It's the Mortal Kombat / ping pong mashup
movie.
Oh,
really?
Trey Crews is in it. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's not. Hold on. No, it's not good.
It's not a good movie, though.
Okay. When I see it, I enjoy it. It makes me laugh. What about underrated Christmas gifts now? We're all getting older in this room. Jackson, clearly the youngest of our trio here on the bottom line. Like, what gifts are you getting that are underrated that people may frown upon? You got a tie? Like, you may love ties.
Oh, give me, like, a gift card to the car wash place.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that's, like, gold for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Socks, but they have to be, like, fun socks. Give me some patterns or some cool pictures on it or something. I'll be happy.
These are white crew socks. I wanted fun patterns.
I have plenty of SpongeBob and Star Wars socks to my collection right now.
Nice. Mini mashups? SpongeBob in Star Wars?
I mean, if I just want to, I can, I guess.
Kenobi?
I heard someone talking the other day, Clint, that you can get customized socks. What if we got Jackson a pair, like with you on one sock and me on the other?
I would never take them off.
You shouldn't. Oh, man, that would be beautiful. I'm so distracted. All I'm thinking of is how we get that done. Now, I want to do that. Along with your light-up shoes, you can wear them. It's great. People online have been talking about the most underrated Christmas gifts that they've received, and a lot of it is practical stuff, so we'll just run through some of those, and on your dictometers, you can do real quick readings on if you would love these or not. The first one is, how about extra phone chargers?
Okay. I'm a huge fan.
In? No diggity?
Yes. Yeah no okay. Diggity. 100%.
I mean, it kind of depends on the person it came from, but I wouldn't be too mad about it. If it was like a gift from my mom and that was like my Christmas present from my mom.
Oh,
I'd
that
be
was
like,
the only thing? Yeah. Yeah. You'd be like, come on, mom. But yeah.
Just wait. You're getting older, man. You're getting older. It'll come. just a phone charger. How about nice sheets or towels?
I honestly don't know the difference between nice sheets and bad sheets. Towels, I do. Wholeheartedly know the difference there.
I don't know.
So I'm out on the sheets.
I've been in the Target with the Wi-Fi. I'm like, oh, look at these expensive towels. And I'll just like put my hand on them expecting to just be in a dream world of sensation. And it's like, I'm put my hand on carpet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't be too happy with towels.
Yeah. I'm out on the sheets or towels. I really could care less. I could still go back to the old sleeping bag days for bed sheets and be just fine. How about this one? I like the wording here. A nice tote filled with non-perishables like soup, crackers, and cookies.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'll take cookies, but you can keep the soups.
Yeah, why did they start out with soup, crackers, and then get to, like, the best thing on that list of non-perishables? Yeah, if someone gets me a bunch of cookies or, like, candy, I'm in, but the fact that they started with soup and crackers makes me a little bit out. A premium subscription to something like Spotify or HBO Max.
I think that's a good gift.
Yeah.
That's underrated.
Yeah, that's solid.
I mean, if you wanted to pay for the TC Plus, Tennis Channel Plus for me for a year, that'd be great.
Is that real?
It's real, yeah. TC it's like $100 a year.
I like that you started out with the abbreviation. Like, we would be like, oh, yeah, the Tennis Channel Plus.
Yeah, that's what.
TC Plus.
Know, us losers that watch the Tennis Channel, it's called.
TCP. You down with TCP? Yeah, you know me.
I would be.
Mm-hmm. Which streaming service is next on your list that you want?
For Jamie? Like,
I mean, just for yourself.
The Mountain Dew channel, the MDC.
I don't think there's.
It's just a channel with a rotating can.
I think any that I want, we have, except that one, TC Plus.
I just want on our free cable. We don't get ESPNU, so I have to cheat when games are on ESPNU. Is that like a ridiculous thing to ask for? Why is that not a part of the basic channel?
I want Apple TV. I don't have that one yet.
There's so many. I feel like we have them all, and I don't watch any of them. For the most part. Here's a good one for me. Like restaurant gift cards.
Yeah, that's great. Right? Yep. Yep. Just make it a good restaurant.
Yeah. How about grocery or gas gift cards?
That's so boring. You don't get any joy out of those. I get that it's practical.
Yeah. It's might as well just give them cash, right? Nothing wrong with cash. Straight cash,
yeah, but
homie.
It's just boring.
Right, but like, yes, if you gave me a grocery gift card, I'd be like, you could have just, no, that's not true. I'm going to say thank you to your face, and then I'd be like, I could have just given this cash. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was going to get you, so never mind. I guess I just won't get you a present.
Oh, well, I'll take it. at the same time, if you want to pay for my gas or groceries for a couple trips, go for it. How about nice, comfortable pajamas?
Yeah, I'll pass.
We get a pair of Christmas pajamas every year, and I feel like I wear them for the weekend of Christmas or whatever, and then I don't touch them ever again.
Here's the last one. Actually, one on here I want to say real quick. It's like on this list of underrated. Somebody put a bidet. Who's getting someone a bidet? Like, what in the world? I would absolutely, because one, it's like of all the things. Like, you have to install it, and who said I want that? Who said I want that form?
Somebody who's a bidork.
Yeah, bidork. Last one. How about random toiletries, deodorant, toothpaste, and Q-tips?
I think I'll pass.
Pass?
Mm-hmm. I'm out, but I'm in on the bidet.
Why am I not surprised?
You got to watch out. You got to, like, place the ears behind. You got the bottom line at 100.7, the score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for the most interesting fact of the day, brought to you by Dos Equis. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Jamie Lint, Jackson Frazier. Coverage tonight, of course, we will have Texas Tech hosting Nichols State on the basketball floor there at the USA on Double T 97.3. 6 o'clock here on 100.7 The Score. It's the high school fan zone, Lubbock High, followed by Friendship, ending with Lubbock Cooper. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll also have coverage of tonight's Red Raider basketball game. We have tickets to give away still. We'll give some away during Tech Talk as well. But if you would like tickets to tonight's game against Nichols State, call the Benchmark Hotline right now, 806-771-0973.
Operators are standing by. Actually, they're sitting in a stool with very large ears.
He's listening. first person to call in and give Jackson's month of the calendar and description of what he should be doing in said calendar, as many tickets as you want. Jamie, did you know that John Adams argued that people should say Your Highness or Your Majesty when they were talking to the President of the United States. But Thomas Jefferson said it was ridiculous, and Ben Franklin called it absolutely mad.
Good.
We just got away from this. We just left this.
Yes.
Garbage. I think they talked with Philadelphia accents at that time.
I think they did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Told them to kick rocks.
Yeah.
England boy. Did you know that the best... Actually, this is better as a question. Do you know what the best-selling car of all time is?
Yugo.
No.
Ford Taurus.
It is the Toyota?
Camry.
Corolla. Close. I would have guessed Camry, too, if I had heard Toyota. The Corolla has more than 50 million of them sold worldwide since it came out in 1966. That's more than twice the runner-up.
You go.
Arkansas. The runner-up is the Volkswagen Beetle, which has sold 21 million
units. Are you pointing at me?
I just like giving you opportunities to guess. One of these times, it's just going to be... because all of
Beetle is second all-time?
Yeah, man. The V-dub.
Wow, that's crazy.
I feel like those have gone in spurts. Like every once in a while per decade, everyone's getting a Beetle.
I think you would look good in a little Beetle.
I would look uncomfortable in a Beetle.
Yes.
I would have terrible posture in that Beetle.
I'm a firm believer in your car has to fit your style, so to speak. And like the Beetle, you just couldn't fit in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would. I'm almost hoping you weren't saying like, I feel like that would fit your...
No.
Because
no,
I agree.
No. Yeah.
I agree. I view Volkswagen Beetles as death traps.
Yeah.
They just look like it.
You're more of a El Camino kind of guy.
Yes.
Yes.
I want a Thunderbird. I want a T-Bird.
Jackson's more of like a dually pickup truck. Like a massive one.
I could see Jackson as a Jeep guy.
Jeep guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself more like SUV kind of guy. I don't like trucks because people always ask you to borrow your trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So SUV can carry a lot.
That is true.
That's
You'd
funny.
Be surprised I how true. I thought that stereotype wasn't true until
whenever
it happened.
Yeah, no, whenever I need a truck, I just call Choice. So
my first car was a truck, so I did experience that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of a sudden, everybody has to move. Everybody has all these large items. Everybody needs a ride.
Tough deal.
It's like anybody could give you a ride. Oh, yeah, but you got a truck. How big are you? Good grief.
How big a boy are you?
I don't need to tow you. I'm going to ruin my axles. And last but not least, did you fellows know the first 7 flavors of Lifesavers were peppermint, wintergreen, licorice, cinnamon, chocolate, clove? Though, don't worry, that's not the most ridiculous one. Violet. What does violet taste like?
Oh, that sounds horrendous for a Lifesaver.
I took LSD and suddenly I could taste violet.
I haven't had a Lifesaver in a long time. Remember, did you guys ever get those for Christmas?
Back in
our day, you'd get like the whole, like it would, like a book that would open out. Would open up and there'd be like, I don't know, 6 or 8 packages of Lifesavers in there.
So you were like, you got me a book, and then you opened it up like, oh my goodness.
Well, it's candy, it's not words. You could tell what it was, and it was awesome. Man, I loved that gift.
I would take, we got the gummies, Lifesaver gummies, which is different, but that's, that would be like a stocking stuffer.
Okay.
Or Kit Kats for me as well. Oh, big Kit Kat fan.
Give me a break, Clint.
Break me off a piece of that applesauce. Oh, what is it? Nobody tell them.
My family always did these like chocolates and they look like an orange and they're like, they come wrapped and you like beat it on the counter in the wrapping and it breaks up into like orange slices and it's kind of like orange flavored chocolate. And that's what we get every year in our stocking as like a candy.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, the fun part about that is they don't actually tell you to do that, Jackson. It's just so violent. Anytime you get something, he just smashes it on the table.
Bite it.
You should have seen him trying to get his first phone. It was a nightmare. Like, now, Jackson, stop. It's not how you use it. And hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Tech Talk coming up in just a few minutes over on Double T 97.3. We get this on the chat line. Is he a lentil or a crouton? Conflicting stories here.
I don't know. I like lentil because that's very much like Yvonne Lendl, who was a great tennis player back in the day.
Oh, that's what Shelley put.
Mm-hmm.
I read it as Ivan. Yvonne. What'd you say?
It's not Yvonne.
What did you say? You didn't say Ivan.
No, I didn't.
Ivan?
I think it's
Yvonne.
Yvonne Lendl.
I said the same thing.
Okay. Well,
Yvonne.
Okay.
You say it. Francis.
Francis Tiafo from the American, from the United States. States.
One of my prouder
I
moments.
I almost said American States.
Shelly asked, is ketchup a smoothie? It came up on the EOB, whatever that is. They inquired if you'd try a ketchup smoothie, lentil. So would you?
No.
Hmm.
Nope. That sounds nasty. And I also don't eat smoothies.
You drink them?
I don't drink smoothies.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No, don't do either.
Reality says that you can't buy enough pitching to be a contender. Some must be homegrown.
That's fair.
And they, but they've been doing that, though, with drafting. Like, that's what they're trying to get to.
Yeah, I think that the whole Jack Leiter thing and Kumar Rocker and...
Rocker and Leiter just sounds like a cool pair, right?
Yeah, well, they were for Vanderbilt. Well,
true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so they're trying to build through the draft with their pitching as well.
Is Clint going to cry when Oklahoma State still stomps on KU next year with Division II players, as he suggests? I don't think they'll have D2 players, but if you don't think there's a mess over in Stillwater, you're crazy right now. Because
well, luckily, with the transfer portal, you can bring a lot of new guys in.
That's true.
You can fix a mess quicker than you used to be able to fix a mess.
I just don't think it's because it's not like they were untalented at the end, right? Nobody wanted to be there.
Yeah. Doesn't look like anybody wants to be there now.
Yeah. And it,
do you think Kansas is going to be a bowl team again next year? Is this just the tip of the iceberg?
I do think they'll be a bowl team next year. They have a, I need to look again, but I know that they have a little bit tougher schedule. Although, I mean, non-conference wise, they played Houston. They played Duke. So they're playing Power 5-ish. I know Houston wasn't this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke is certainly not. No one's excited about Duke football, but I think that they'll be a bowl team next year. I also think they'll do a little bit more damage in the portal like they did this year. I'm not saying they're going to be a lookout for the Jayhawks to be a 9-win team next year. I'm not putting that, but it just feels like it'll be about
like
a 6-win.
Like you were saying this year when they were 5-0?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I said undefeated national championship when they were 5-0. Let's get it straight. No, they feel about like probably a 6-win program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be shocked if it ends up missing and it's a 5-win next year, but we'll see what they do.
I bet they will do well in the portal this year. I think it's looks like Leipold's done a good job of, you know, being a player's coach, and I bet you'll see him bring some guys in.
Already got a former 5-star on the docket from Wisconsin on the offensive line, desperately needed, so that's huge. Sweet. It's been the Bottom Line. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us. Back at it tomorrow right here on 100.7 The Score at 12 o'clock. Thanks to Jackson. Thanks to Captain Sneederoo. Thanks to Le Crouton, a.k.a. Captain Light Up Shoes. More tomorrow.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.